Jan, what is your point of personal privilege?
There are apparently Robert's Rules of Order revised and Robert's Rules of Order, and there are different interpretations of them, but they're in addition to the one that Mr. Campisi told us about, which I had never heard, but I'm sure that it's there somewhere. There's another another version of the rules that says that when there's a challenge to the chair, it's called an appeal from the chair's decision. When a member wishes to appeal the decision of the chair, the member rises, and as soon as the decision is made, even if another has the floor and without waiting to be recognized by the chair, says, "Mr. Chairman, I appeal from the decision of the chair." The chair should state clearly the question at issue and, if necessary, the reasons for the decision, and then state the question this way. The question is, shall the decision of the chair be sustained? If two members, mover and seconder, appeal the decision of the chair, the effect is to take the final decision on the matter from the chair and vest it in the meeting. Such a motion, well, I'll skip this part. The motion must be seconded, is not amendable, but can be reconsidered. It goes to a vote immediately, a majority of the, or the vote to sustain the decision of the chair on the principle that the chair's decision stands until reversed. And so if we want to continue with this, having everybody speak, we can, but I suggest that we consider using this interpretation. Most people know how they want to vote. You have the chair states his position or her position.
Mr. Chair, the clock broken. Or the time is different.
I want to remind you, everyone has 90 seconds.
Point of information, who is keeping time for individuals on this call?
Mansoor Sabah is keeping time for individuals on this call.
Yes.
3 minutes. Fortunately.
Your point is taken. However, it seemed that we had already come to the end of that and we were about to move into the vote. There is someone else in this body who wishes to speak to this issue. I'm sorry.
May I speak again, Mr. Chair? This is Alex Steinberg.
Point of personal
This is
Grace. Alex, Grace, please wait. Adriana, did you have a point of order? What did you say?
I said another point of order.
Point of personal privilege, Mr. Chair.
What is your point of personal privilege?
Mr. Chair, somebody said before, erroneously, I hope, that was an alternate tally. The tellers and second recipient send an alternate tally. That is not true. Was only one official report that all the directors received, and then.
Mr. Chairman, this is Bill Campisi. May I be recognized in a point of privilege?
May I finish, Mr.
Chairman? Bill Campisi, may I be recognized in a point of privilege?
And I'll remind you that these point of personal privileges don't last forever. But
that's fine, Mr. Chairman.
Adriana, just finish your point, and then Bill.
May I be recognized in a point of personal on a point of privilege, not personal privilege?
Oh, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chairman, Bill Campisi, may I be recognized?
Personal privilege. I was at the tally at KPFC. I was a witness with other witness. Is that what they are talking about? Alternate, tallies didn't exist. We have a recording. We have a video, and that never exists. Okay, and I was
Thank
there.
You. Thank
I want
you
to hear who else was there. then you cannot invent something that didn't exist at that time. And nobody was saw those ballots that somebody said that came there. I was there.
Okay. Thank you very much. Mr. Campisi, you have the floor.
Yes. Mr. Chairman, when someone asks for a point of personal privilege, that means that they are having a personal problem, like they have to use the restroom, or, you know, they've cut themselves and they have to go put a Band-Aid on, or some other problem. That's what a point of personal privilege is. A point of privilege for the body is, for example, we can't hear the chair, or we need to open the window to let the air in, or some other. That's a point of privilege. So those privileges are not, don't allow us to re-argue the motion, and no one gets to speak twice on a point of order to re-argue the motion. What, everyone got their chance to say what they wanted to say. It's over. We vote.
Your point.
That's how that works.
We are now moving to the vote.
Point of order, Benito.
I'm going to go to.
Hallelujah.
Point of order, Benito.
We are about to go to the vote. What is
point
the point of order,
Benito? Order, Benito.
I don't believe a point of order is in order at this point because we already said we're going to move to the vote. And ask
point of order, Mr. Chair, Benito.
When I was saying
Benito.
So.
Benito. No, Adriana, you weren't recognized. Benito, I'm going to let you go ahead and make your point of order if you can make it briefly. Please.
Mr. Campisi, the other director, I should say, instead, just made a point of privilege, which contradicts his point earlier in the meeting about how when people are challenging the decision or the ruling of the chair, there is no order, there is no limit. Folks can talk as many times as they want. I might have my personal ideas about that, but I think he was correct. That's my recollection, my understanding of Robert's rules. So how do you get to say something at 15 after the hour, for instance, and 15 minutes later you say the opposite? And then the chair goes ahead and deals with and moves on that contradiction. It's a question.
Which is why we are now going to the vote. Aki?
That does not respond to my point of order, Mr. Chair.
Information.
Yeah, I think it does. Aki?
People have to speak as long as there are people that want to speak.
Is
that
Jim
not
Brown.
Correct?
And that's exactly why. First of all, everybody got one chance to speak. And, excuse me, and we reached the end of that, and it's no point in trying to delay this any longer. We're going to go to a vote on this.
I have a question.
Okay. I'm sorry, this is Serene Post.
Is there a request for information from you, Mr. Brown?
Yes, there is.
Go ahead.
I want to know why we can't have someone like a parliamentarian here to answer all of the questions that we have so that we as directors don't have to continue to correct you about things that should how things should go.
Well, it's possible we probably won't have one on this meeting. Thank you for your suggestion, though. And
I have a question, please.
Right
Serene.
Now. No,
Serene,
like
with a question.
Asking questions.
I have a point of information.
Serene, is your question pertaining to this vote?
Yes.
Aki, please take roll.
I said yes.
What is your question?
Nope.
Okay, so I asked before, and I did not get a clear answer. Are we
vote?
You said that.
I understand.
That you said. Let me finish my question, Jonathan. Come on, what's up? I have to vote. I'm asking a question about the vote.
And the secretary will clarify that before we vote, as is customary, Ms. Roberts.
Well, he can't clarify it if I don't get to ask it. Now, I don't know what's customary. I've not been at a meeting with Mr. Tanaka before?
I've been at lots of meetings of the PNB before. Mr. Tanaka, go ahead and explain.
Okay, this is again, Mr. Point.
And just to clarify for everyone, no, I have the floor now. I have the floor now. To clarify
right,
for everyone, we are going,
when,
we are going to vote right now. Ms. Roberts,
okay, so let me just clarify what we're voting on.
Thank you.
We're voting on the fact that three made a point of order, which Jonathan, the chair, did not approve, and then there was an appeal to his ruling. So we're voting on the challenge to the chair for his ruling on the point of order.
This is Serene with a point of thank you, Aki. I have a point of information, please.
And just to clarify, this is on my ruling on the David Beeden issue.
This is Serene.
Serene,
with a point of information.
I have a question for you. Would that be all right?
I have a point of information. I'd like to ask my question.
It seems to me that you're going to continue to ask questions and avoid, well, not just this vote or any vote, and I would find that behavior dilatory, as I have found your behavior throughout this meeting. However,
I have a point of order
like
and a point of personal privilege.
And I'm not going to see, you can't call two at once, and the point of order isn't going to work.
Because I
want everyone in the stream to hear this. You're clearly trying to just delay this meeting. It's time for us to move to a vote. Everyone had
a
chance to
order.
Speak, and now that everyone no longer had a chance to speak, you're just going to keep asking questions and points of order. And I think that's clear to everyone here. So what is your point of the Secretary has already started the vote. Your point of order is out of order.
Well, you cannot make a point of order.
That doesn't make any sense. When I attempted to ask my point of information,
to. Ms.
you told me the secretary was going to answer my question. He has not answered my question, but now you won't take the question because he started calling the
roll. He has given an answer to a question, and I helped to clarify that.
And
no matter how many times you say you don't understand the question, we can't answer you every time. We are doing our very best. We are doing our very best to make sure that you understand what we're voting on. You should know what we're voting on. We're voting on your objection to my ruling.
Point of personal.
Do you understand that now?
Point of personal privilege.
No. Do you understand? I'm answering your question. You had a request for information, and I just answered your question again. We are voting on your appeal to my ruling.
I don't see how you could have answered the question.
Mr. Tanaka,
you allow me to
you will
ask.
Now take roll, please. No one has the floor. No one can speak but the secretary.
I have a point of order.
Here goes, I'm going to take a vote here. Grace?
How can you possibly take a vote when my question
I vote yes to uphold. I vote yes to uphold the ruling of the chair.
This is completely ridiculous.
To accept the vote on the ultimate tally.
I have
taken on January 26th.
The chair
is
I have a point of order.
Okay, David Beeden. Would you say yes or no?
Mr. Tanaka, you're participating in a horrible charade.
No one can speak. We are in the middle of a vote. We are in the middle of a vote. If you have something to say, you will speak when the vote is over.
David?
Can you hear me?
What is your vote? Yeah, I can hear you.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, I pass. Okay, you pass, all right.
Point
of order. Shinbra.
Can you hear me?
Jim Brown.
I'm requesting information.
Jim Brown, please.
I'm not quite sure what I'm voting on.
We're voting on whether to sustain the ruling of the chair, which is
what
to
is the ruling?
Not accept, or no would be yes is to sustain the chair, and the no is to not sustain the chair.
What is the ruling?
On which point, and what was the ruling? There have been several points of order. Why are you dodging the question?
Well, there's no many points of order. There's only one point of order that could be.
There have been several points
and,
of order. Then tell us which one it is.
Any point of order.
Ms. Roberts, you don't have the floor. Only Ozzie is speaking right now, and those answering yes or no to the vote.
But he's speaking in circles.
Oh, my God.
No, that would be you, Ms. Roberts. Aki is speaking in a straight line.
Nobody answered me. Is any reason? I just want to hear your ruling.
Mr. Secretary.
Yeah.
Continue.
Okay. But what is the point of order on which you're
supposed to be calling a vote? What is the ruling that he made that you're asking us to uphold or not?
Well, you challenged the ruling of the chair who said that David Beaton was seated at the last meeting. And that was, that was a point of order.
I haven't mentioned that man's name all night. There's no way that's what I said.
Well, the ruling of the I can read the motion.
One last time, allow me. The ruling was that this body now accepts the alternate tally on the affiliate's election. That is clear. I have stated it clearly. I will not state it again. The next sound you hear will be Mr. Secretary continuing to take the vote.
I raised a question about two people. You said they had to be dealt with separately. We began.
Ms. Roberts, you're out of order.
Why are we
not
dealing with
that? You're out of order. You're out of order. Continue with the vote, Mr. Secretary.
It'll be a fun transcript.
Okay, so Jim Brown.
Pass.
Mm-hmm. Pass, okay. And then Bill Campisi. Okay, I don't hear Bill. Adriana, Casanet?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Bill Closure?
Pass.
Okay, pass. Catherine Davis?
I vote in favor of the ruling of the chair.
Okay. Benito?
No, against the ruling of the chair.
Okay. Wanda? Okay. Jan Goodman?
Yes, in favor of the ruling of the chair.
Okay. Sabrina?
Yes, in favor of the ruling of the chair.
Okay. Ken Balfour?
Yes, in favor of the ruling of the chair so the Pacifica Foundation can get on to the important stuff it has to do in this world of Trump.
Yeah.
As the personal boycott for a year.
Robert Mark?
Robert Marks votes in favor of the ruling of the chair.
Okay. Serene Roberts?
Absolutely not. This is ridiculous. Why is David Beaton voting on his own selection illegally to the DMV? You guys are nuts.
Mansour?
Yes, in favor of the ruling of the chair.
Okay. Nancy Sauden?
Abstain.
Okay. Alex Steinberg?
Of course I vote yes in favor of the ruling of the chair, and it's time to say goodbye to the charade of the fraudulent 2016 Pacifica National Board.
No commentary while we're voting.
Point of personal privilege.
Akio Tanaka votes yes. And then Amber, the Uhuru person?
Kemba Shibanda.
Kemba Shibanda, yes. I vote no. And this is disgraceful how this is.
Andrea Turner?
Rhonda Garner?
Andrea Turner?
No.
Okay. The Mosquito, Washington?
No.
Okay, so I'm going to go back.
Did you get
just
passed?
Look at that?
Pass. Andrea.
What's that? Andrea Turner pass?
I said pass. Yeah.
Okay, all right. So going back to.
He hasn't finished calling the roll. This is you have to go back through the roll. This is Rhonda Garner.
Okay, I'm going to go back to the past. So, David Beeson, you passed. Jim Brown, you passed. Is that right?
I vote no.
Okay, you vote no. All right. And then Bill Campisi?
I abstain.
Okay, you abstain. All right. And Bill Crozier?
Abstain.
Okay, abstain. And Rhonda? Rhonda Gardner?
Yep, Jordan, I changed my vote to no.
Which one is this? Oh, abstain.
Jordan.
No. Okay, got it. To no. All right. And Rhonda Gardner?
Yes, since Serene and some other people have made comments about how they're voting, I'm going to make a comment about how I'm voting.
Not allowed.
I too bad.
Well, no. There's no comments on the voting piece. Jonathan Alexander?
This is a disgrace.
The chair votes yes.
The fact that they are
cheating.
Right.
Because they did
just a moment.
It other than you.
Mr. Chair...
Aki.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have my
What's
vote?
That?
Rhonda's phone was muted while she was voting.
What?
No, my phone was not muted.
I was
never asked because Janet Coburn interrupted.
Janet Coburn?
Janet's not even on this call, please.
Okay, pardon me.
No problem.
Me.
This is just a simple
pardon
matter of housekeeping,
me.
People. Please calm
just
down.
Just vote, honey. Just vote.
Then it must have been Nancy Sorden. Excuse me. I vote to support the ruling of the chair. And to those of you who said that it is disgraceful,
Rhonda,
the ones that have voted to exclude WBAI.
Point of parliamentary
Mr. Chair, I'm merely asking for the same courtesy that was extended to the
it
other people when they gave their vote.
Okay,
there
so
were
this
about
is
five people.
So this is the vote that I got.
Being
it's
great.
Just a moment.
Okay,
if you want to speak after this, we will hear. The results of the vote,
anyway,
and
you can
speak
you can
right after you
vote.
Come
okay,
on.
So it's 11 yes, 7 no, 2 abstention, and 2 pass. So that's 22 votes.
Mr. Secretary, please can you repeat
the
yes and no vote?
Repeat, yes. Please. Yeah, 11 yes.
Yes or no?
No, the names. Can you read them off?
No.
Before, first of all, no one has.
Well,
no one has the floor. No one has the floor yet.
Well,
you read the names off, before you do anything, Mr. Secretary,
one more
time. Listen to me. Just say how many yes and how many no.
Well, just as a point of for the future reference, all of this is recorded, so everybody's vote is automatically a roll call vote, so that. There's no, you know, so the recording is always there, so you can always verify who voted. There's no mystery about who voted for what. So anyway, I'm just going to go through the tally. It's 11 yes, 7 no, 2 abstention, and 2 pass.
What do you mean?
Point of,
sorry, point of
information. Request for
information.
They didn't vote.
Jonathan?
Who is that with a request for information?
Roberts with a request for information.
However, yeah, what's your question?
Sorry, you're referring to Serene?
Serene, what is your question?
Okay, thanks. I understand that the tape is going to be posted at some point, but I've never really heard any secretary refuse to just do the read back of the names. It's often helpful for both their
I still haven't
answers.
Heard it.
Okay, and I'm sorry.
I still didn't
and,
hear him refuse, Ms.
And,
Roberts.
He actually did. He said, go listen to the tape. But and
well,
then he was just going to read
actually,
back the numbers. If I can finish. If I can finish.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's your question?
Which chair was that?
That was me. What's your question?
No, don't
I'm
do that.
I'm sorry. Jonathan, who is chairing today?
Both of you. Ms. Roberts, briefly state your question, please.
Okay. So my question to you was, would you ask the secretary to please do a readback of the names?
Okay.
And
no,
because I can I tell
a,
you why?
That's not a problem. He didn't say that he wasn't going to read the name.
Actually,
and,
he did.
And right now you're
but,
just wasting time. If you wish
no, no,
to hear
no.
him read
oh,
the names,
please,
I would
me,
suggest.
Let me say what I'm saying.
Well,
I'm saying he
well,
said there were two
always passes. You can't say what you're saying. You're out of order.
I don't understand how that.
If you wish, to hear the roll call vote, that's fine. You have every right. But you don't
okay,
have
so
the right to obstruct this meeting.
Nobody's
well,
obstructing.
Be,
I want
and
to know
the secretary
we
is
well,
not
how
done.
How do we end up with two
well,
passes?
The
Jonathan?
Secretary is not
I need,
done.
I'd like to get I'd like to amend my initial thing. Since we spent, 15, 20 minutes arguing over this, it would be that easier to read over the names, so I'll just read over the names so we'll avoid the
so
another 20 minutes of delay here. So anyway, Grace Allen is yes. Jonathan Alexander is yes. David Beaton is passed, not voting. Jim Brown is no. Bill Campisi is abstain. Adriana Casanova is no. Bill Crozier is abstain. Catherine Davis is yes. Benito Diaz is no. Rhonda Gardner is yes. Jan Goodwin is yes. Sabrina Jacob is yes. Ken Lawfer is yes. Robert Marcus, yes. Serene Roberts is no. Mansour Sabah is yes. Nancy Soren is no. Alex Steinberg is yes. Aki Tanaka is yes. Chenpa Tshibande is no. Andrea Turner is passed, not voting. Makila Washington is no.
It's Maskila. Maskila.
Maskila. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Maskila.
Maskila.
Now, since we're all present and accounted for, there will be no need for any excused absences. I need another timekeeper for the
section.
Right after I get a timekeeper. Because what's the point if we can't keep time? So I need another volunteer for a timekeeper right now.
Jonathan, may I speak?
This is Grace. I'll keep the time for the people speaking.
No. Mansoor is doing the speaking, you're doing the sections. And right now, as it happens, we are on section number two, people. Congratulations.
Well,
it's called agenda
Mr.
approval.
Chair. Point of order, Mr. Chair, Adriana Casney.
Do you have a point of order,
it's
Ms.
exactly
Canada?
What I said, Mr. Chair.
What is your point of order?
My point of order that we allowed... In a decision that wasn't made yet, we allow the people that replaced illegally an affiliate director to vote in seating himself. And the other question is, was at the beginning clear that we will separate the two votes? Why Ms. Sharon Brown wasn't allowed to vote and somebody that said that it's a replacement? We said that we will talk about the issue. But you say so. Now, we suddenly accepted that was done. No, sir, that's what you said, and we asked more than once about the issue. You said that we'll separate both issues.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that doesn't count anymore?
We
you allow the people
the next
that have
issue.
Not
However,
to vote?
It's foolish to do it without two timekeepers. Now, the next order of business would be to take up the Sharon Brown point of order, but I had to get timekeepers first because it seems like it made more sense.
Oh, that's...
Does that answer your question, Adriana? Are you...
Mr. Chair, I really appreciate, but how can you say that we will define that issue now, but we allow the people that replace them to vote in the previous vote? That's...
Well, first of all, Mr. Beaton didn't vote, and it's my understanding that Sharon Brown isn't on this call.
You asked her to leave the call there.
Because she's
not a member of the KPFK local station board. Therefore, according to the bylaws, she's not a member of this body.
Mr. Chair, we didn't decide that. That's why it's a point of order. That's what you say from the beginning.
Jonathan, the chair?
That was my...
Clearly recognized?
Who is that?
This is Aki. Clearly recognized?
Yes, Aki.
I'd like to speak in regards to Sharon Brown because I included the report I got from KPFK, Mr. Gomez, and
Sharon
I think
Brown
the text of that... The text of that basically states...
Just a moment, Ms. Brown. We didn't ask you to come back to the call. I don't know who asked you to come back to the call. I'll ask for that information later. However,
no, sir,
you
are
have to remove yourself from the call.
Well,
and I still have the floor.
Well, basically, what the report from KPFK said is that, Ms. Sharon Brown was effectively resigned. It was appealed, and then there was a vote. And then after the vote, there was a delegate session in which Mansour was, elected to as a director. So those are the few summary points. And everybody got that report out from KPSK, I think.
I never left the call.
That's for the record.
No, you should leave the call, Ms. Brown. You're not a member of this body.
Mr. Chair, we have decided that.
I challenge the ruling of the chair.
I second.
We're not determining whether or not she's a member of this body. The ruling of the chair, as a matter of fact, is not that she's not a member of this body. I did not make that ruling. That was determined by the local station board in Los Angeles.
Why you ask her to move, sir?
Pardon me?
Why you ask her not to be on the call and accept the vote of her replacement when we didn't make the decision? It's your own decision.
She's already...
It's not about my law, sir.
We can take up that issue if that's the point of order you wish to make, Adriana. However, she's not on this call because she's not a member of the local station board.
No,
and
sir.
And she's not a member of the local station board.
That's not how
not
that's done.
Nancy Sorden, point of order.
I hear you, Nancy. I was just trying to verify if Adriana was challenging my ruling because it's a little hard to hear. I guess not. Go ahead, Nancy.
What ruling? Benito, point of request for information.
One of them.
Okay. The KPFK, the matter is, the KPFK LSB elected Sharon as a director to the board. It is now out of their hands. They had no authority to remove her as a director. It's up to the PNB to decide whether or not she is eligible to remain on the PNB or not.
It's up to the LSB to decide whether or not she is eligible to be on the LSB.
They already decided that. They already voted. They already elected her. They already elected her.
And they already sanctioned
her to be an LSB member.
And
they knew
she was qualified.
She was qualified in their election. Could I finish, please? Could I please finish?
Is that Nancy?
Yeah. And this is Bill Campisi on a point of privilege, not personal privilege.
Okay, I have the order here.
Excuse me.
Nancy could finish up.
And Benito already asked for a request for information.
You asked me what ruling, correct, Benito?
Okay.
Well, I asked that earlier, yes, and I still didn't get a response. But now I have
apologize. I'm sorry. You didn't hear my response. I apologize. The ruling was that Sharon Brown wasn't to be on this call because, according to the local station board, she's not there. And I believe that I thought Adriana had challenged the ruling, but apparently not.
Yes, sir.
Or Nancy.
I said so.
I just asked you that question. I'm sorry. Maybe your phone was muted. And
maybe too many people are, you know, you are in a back and forth with members, and I believe that the chair cannot be in that back and forth. I mean, you have director asked a new question. I don't know if you are talking to me. You are saying that the
so what
that
what you're the, saying is that you challenge the ruling of the chair, correct? Good. We're moving next to
is that your ruling that the standing committee of the PNB can remove a director after being elected and voting, and is one of the person that voting you being an officer?
Nope.
Is that your ruling?
Nope.
Jonathan?
Yes.
Where did you recognize?
And starting with the point of information.
Not yet. Just a minute. Right now, Bill Campisi has the floor, then Jan.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And Rhonda Garner, please.
And Anita is also waiting.
Mr. Chairman, this is Bill Campisi. Thank you for recognizing me. I have a couple of suggestions on a point of privilege. The body can discuss this matter as a quasi-committee or committee of the whole without being burdened by having to have a motion and an appeal and all that. We could spend a few minutes talking about this if the body would like to do that, just by voting itself a committee of the whole or a quasi-committee of the whole, and we can just have a discussion about that, which I think the body would prefer to do, at least it sounds that way, and I have a bylaw that I could read, et cetera. The second thing I would like to bring up, and this is an answer to Mr. This for Benito, and this relates to handling our next point of order, and I refer everybody to page 254 of Robert's Rules of Order, relating to points of order, where it says, when a point of order that is submitted to a vote is debatable, no member can speak more than once in the debate except the chair, who can speak in preference to other members the first time and is also entitled to speak a second time at the close of the debate. Again, page 254, Robert's Rules of Order, 11th edition. Thank you.
Right.
Jan Goodman.
I would like to point out that we're having a lot. I agree with Adriana. We're having a lot of back and forth. People seem to be very out of order, and I cannot follow it. That people need to
point
called upon.
Parliamentary privilege. Is this germane, Nancy? Point of parliamentary privilege.
It's okay. And I would like has the chair ruled on the issue of Sharon Brown being part of this body or not?
I have ruled that she is not a part of this body because she is not a part of the local station board at KPFK.
Okay.
If someone wishes to challenge my ruling...
I challenge to the chair, Nancy Sorden.
Second,
let me finish what I was saying. If no one wants to challenge my ruling, I would be amazed. Nancy, you challenge my ruling.
Robert,
who would like to speak to this?
See that I do it before...
Nancy?
Good.
You have me on the staff, right? This is Rhonda.
And Benito requests for information for about the fifth time.
I answered your question.
That was a separate earlier question. I've already
okay.
spoken.
Not a problem. I just want to make sure that I have stack in order so I make sure that I get to everyone in a fair manner here. There was Rhonda.
Oh, I think I was first, Nancy. But go ahead, let Rhonda go. Let Rhonda go.
No, no, actually what I was saying was who's after Rhonda. I know Nancy was first. And we're going to be brief here. No one, go ahead, Nancy.
Okay, as I was saying, the local station board of KPFA has no standing to remove her from the board because they already voted her on the board. The national election supervisor qualified her as eligible to run for election. They knew that she had whatever this was that was an advisory office that she was appointed to. The NES did not say that that disqualified her. The local station board voted her in, voted her to stay on, and then they elected her to be on the PNB. It's out of their hands to say that she is no longer on the local station board because they already voted her in based on already knowing that she was appointed and she was qualified by the National Election Supervisor based on admitting that she had this advisory position that she was appointed to. Evidently, it did not disqualify her. It's the same position that they're trying to disqualify her for right now. And they have no standing to remove her from the LSB. And so we have no standing to not recognize her as a PNB director any longer.
Thank you, Nancy. Rhonda, you're next.
Thank you. I wanted to make a suggestion. This meeting has been very, very tedious. People have been talking over each other. A lot of people have been talking more than other people. But mostly, it's that people just aren't getting to speak without being interrupted, whether it's a
point of parliamentary privilege. This point is not germane to the debate.
I'm going to rule you out of order because this point is germane to everything this body does. Please continue, Ms. Garner.
So I would like to make the suggestion that when someone is called on, they are allowed to speak for whatever time amounts are allotted before any points of order or points of information or privilege, et cetera, can be brought up. And I say that because I do believe that there are members that are trying to beat the clock here, and we're supposed to go into an executive session in 8 minutes, I believe. So if you could, you know, consider my suggestion, Mr. Chair, I would greatly appreciate it that we be allowed to speak for the time, and then after that, people can make points of order or information or whatever it is that they want to do.
Points of information,
great salary
for the stack.
Jack, please. I have a point of personal privilege.
Sorry, before that, Mr. Diaz had a request for information. Mr. Diaz, do you have a question that I have not answered before?
Absolutely. May I make
it? You have the floor.
Thank you. I would like to ask the chair to please tell me and everyone at what point since the last LSB election at KPFK, the membership, a majority of the membership of the KPFK LSB have voted Ms. Brown off the board. Please educate me.
That did not occur, as I stated earlier, in answer to someone else's question on this topic.
So that did not occur.
to the chair.
Mr. Chair.
According, let me finish.
Can you hear me?
According to the chair of the local station board in Los Angeles, Ms. Brown effectively resigned as according to the bylaws because of her office. That's obviously what we're debating here. And quite frankly, you asking me a question, it sounds more like debate to me. And if someone would like to speak to this topic, they may.
I'm sorry, this is Robert.
Just a moment, I'm trying to keep things straight. I had Grayson Campisi. You have a, but Mr. Campisi had a point.
No, I was just asking to be added.
Robert, can you not hear me?
Mr. Chairman, excuse me. He was addressing me. I've been recognized. Thank you all very much. I was just asking to be added to that.
This is the point of personal privilege. Please, may I be heard?
But it, you know what? But I was trying to clarify what he was saying. He was trying to make sure that I knew he wanted to be on the stack. And if a person thinks that they don't hear me, that I don't hear them, just the way Adriana's wondering if I hear her, and I do hear you, just the way you asked me, do I hear you, and I heard you, Mr. Campisi wanted to make sure that I heard him. Are we clear?
This is really a point of personal privilege.
What is your point of personal privilege?
My point of information, Mr. Chair, was about Mr. Campisi present something, some option for that I was thinking that was on the floor, about how can we talk about this issue. And it's like everybody disregard whatever he said. I'm the only one that hear this. It's an special meaning for me and a different one for some others.
Not sure I understood what you said there.
Mr. Chairman, this is Bill Campisi. I can clear that up if you let me.
Jonathan.
If we move to
Jonathan,
a committee
sorry,
of the whole... Then we could each have a round robin where we just talked about this without having to have a motion.
I understand that.
That's what she was saying.
Request for information.
Okay, I need to speak,
that, Ms. Roberts,
please.
Yes, I can tell, Ms. Robertson. That's why I'm giving you the floor. What is your point?
Mr. Campisi is using some sort of amplifier. I guess he and Sabrina are in the same room again because it's really loud when she breaks in as well. It is painful to listen to it. He has to moderate. Find a normal phone. Does it not sound booming in your ear to anybody else?
I'm afraid I don't know what you're talking about.
Point of personal privilege, this is Sabrina, and I don't know what you're talking about either, Serene Roberts.
Mr. Campisi, did you wish to ask
Jonathan Alexander, I have a point of personal privilege.
You just stated your point of personal
request for information.
No, I have
I'm sorry, who was that with the request for information?
Someone just named me. I would like to
request for information.
Go ahead.
When did the chair...
Who was just named, and I asked her...
Serena's been arresting
me. Who are you recognizing?
Ms. Roberts. Ms. Roberts, the speaker didn't have a problem figuring this out. You, out of 22 people, appeared to have the problem figuring that out, and for that, I apologize.
I think if two people ask for the floor and you say, go ahead, without specifying a name, one of those people is perfectly within their rights to ask if you're addressing them.
Oh, I'm sure you're within your rights.
Okay, dear. Go on.
And my name's not dear. There are a list of things that you may refer to. But honey or dear will not be tolerated.
Try to be unbiased,
not for one
Mr.
moment.
Chair. Try to be unbiased, Mr. Chair. Is that what you are supposed to be, right?
Without bias, I'm telling you all, my name is...
In a biased chair.
You do not have the floor. You may not speak. Without bias, I am telling you all.
Point of personal privilege.
My name is Jonathan Alexander. I am the chair of the board.
Point of personal privilege.
No, just a moment. I'm still speaking. I will not be referred to as honey. I will not be disrespected. I will not be yelled at.
I don't need honey.
Can you call me Nat, sir?
Pardon me? Adriana, can I call you next? No, I'm not sure if you actually are next on the stack. You just spoke.
Before, sir. I'm referring to you as sir. And you refer to some of us talking about our intentions of what we were trying to do. You are allowed to dismiss and disregard whatever we said, but I'm still calling you sir.
I apologize. But you know what, Body? It's 7:30 here in Los Angeles, and we can do these points of personal privileges, and we can do this all night long. I would ask that we just think for a moment. Do we want to conduct business or do we not? If we don't want to conduct business, if we do want to conduct business, then let's act like it. Then we're going to allow each other to speak.
No kangaroo courts, sir.
And you are completely out of order, Adriana. Thank you so much.
You too, sir. Do not say it.
No, that's out of order.
And completely accurate. Kangaroo
Ronda Garner.
This is Benito again, request for information.
Bill Campisi, you're the next person on the stack. Mr. Campisi has nothing to say. It seems that...
I had to step away just for a minute. I'm back. Did you recognize me?
Yes.
Jim Brown.
Because you were next on the stack, and Jim Brown will be after you.
Just
a moment. Bill, go ahead.
Okay. Well, let's just look at the bylaws for a second. So Article 4, Section 2... The delegate shall be deemed to have resigned the position of delegate if he becomes a candidate for public office or accepts a political appointment during his or her term as a delegate. Now, I have to tell you, my position is that Sharon Brown does not hold a public office, and therefore this provision of the bylaws does not apply to her, but nonetheless, the bylaws do provide for that. And that's not the only place. So if you go down to Article 4, let me get down there to Section 8, I believe it is. Article 4, Section 9, it says in Section D, upon the fair and reasonable determination by a two-thirds vote of all the directors of the foundation or a two-thirds vote of all the delegates for the same radio station as the delegate in question, at a meeting on said issue, that is removal, after review of the facts, that in its sole discretion, said delegate has exhibited conduct that is adverse to the best interests of the foundation or the radio station. So a delegate can be removed on that basis, a two-thirds vote of the delegates on the basis that the delegate has exhibited conduct that is adverse to the best interests of the foundation or the radio station. And then it says further on in the same section, any delegate who is removed, who was simultaneously serving as a foundation director or officer of the foundation or an LSB, shall also be deemed removed from any and all these positions. So the bylaws clearly provide that the delegates of a local station board may remove a delegate from the board, from their local station board, and that removes the person from the foundation board as well if they're a foundation officer. On the other hand, it is my view that Sharon Brown sits on an advisory board to the LA County Supervisors. I'm a lawyer. I researched this. And in my view, the difference between a public office and an advisory board is that a public office is defined by the fact that a person who holds it can independently make decisions that directly affect some public business or some member of the public. And I believe that's an accurate legal definition. People who sit on advisory boards are typically not considered to hold a public office. And I researched this. There was a professor in South Carolina or North Carolina. I sent that article out to everybody.
That's the same distinction they make in that state, and the professor was making that distinction, and I believe that's the same distinction in this state. So I think as a matter of law, the term public office would be interpreted by a court in this state not to be someone who sits on an advisory board. So I think the application of this particular section to Ms. Brown by the LSB, these bylaws, was incorrect. On the other hand, well, I'll just leave it at that. Okay.
Thank you very much, Mr. Campisi. Mr. Brown, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. Grace was on the stack before you, but then you're next.
And Benito is waiting to make a request for information.
One that you haven't made before?
I'm not in the habit, Mr. Chair, of repeating things that I've already stated. So I don't really appreciate that kind of sarcasm.
That was not sarcasm, I assure you, although people have a problem with recognizing my sarcasm. The reason why I asked you the question is because previously it seemed to me that you had asked the same question twice. I apologize.
Well,
I believe that was sarcasm. What is your question now, sir?
My question was to ask you, why is it that let me put it another way. How is it that certain individuals get to speak before being recognized, whereas others don't? Could you explain that to me?
Best I can tell you is I'm doing the very best I can to keep track of the stack and everything that's going on. Where were we? Grace, you have the floor.
Saying that I get the impression that is not what's happening. That's why I asked you the question.
Give me a specific...
Certain people start to speak, and then you recognize them. Well, you let them speak without recognizing them. Other people have a problem being able to catch your attention.
Thanks for your input. I don't have the same perception that you do. If you can give me a specific instance where that happened, but I will try. As I said before, I don't see that happening. I'll do my best to keep the stack straight here. If I'm not mistaken, it's Ms. Aaron, Mr. Brown, and Shabanda. And if you want to get to all those people, Grace, please go.
Okay. Article 5 of the bylaws, Section 7, removal of directors, says that any director shall be removed from the position of director, and this applies also in another section of the bylaws, upon the occurrence of a disqualifying act, example, candidacy, election, or appointment to a political office. Ms. Brown, our chair, came to realize that Ms. Brown was on a politically appointed commission, which disqualifies her from the remaining on the KPFK LSC. He made that ruling at the LSB meeting on January 12th, this past Sunday. It was challenged, and it was voted on by the LSB, and the ruling of the chair was upheld. And the chair seated Ismail Para, the next alternate for the LSB at KPFK. Now, Article 5, Section 7 lists as a disqualifying act becoming a candidate for public office. The fact that the mere act of filing papers to run for an office is sufficient to create a constructive resignation indicates that this bylaw can apply to offices that have only advisory duties, because being a candidate is not a position that gives any kind of authority or financial power or any other power to somebody. So if it were true that the bylaws mean that an office holder has to control expenditures or hiring or firing or other significant duties, filing for or running for filing for running for a public office would not be a disqualifying act, and it is in our bylaws. Now, I'd like to say there are quite a number of precedents regarding this matter. For instance, in February 2006, Maria Armudian was deemed to have resigned from the KPFK LSB because she accepted an appointment to the Los Angeles Commission of Environmental Affairs. And there are other precedents regarding this matter. And I would, in closing, I'd like to say, important decisions of the PNB should not be based on legal technicalities. Plot?
Who has a
what?
Point of order?
What are we using?
Point of information,
hello?
Mr. Chair.
I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
I'm just trying to hear. I can hear you, Adriana, and I'm going to ask you your question. I was just trying to hear whether there's someone else out there, too. Go ahead. What's your question?
I have a request for information.
What?
No, Adriana has a request for information.
Okay, I have one afterwards. With me afterwards.
Okay.
The first thing, I we have a problem with the people that are counting time because it's only time when some of us speak, but not to all of us. But I'm referring to Ms. Aaron. She keep reading Article 7, Section 7, Item E, but she keep omitting the notice and the due process part of that. Is anybody care about law, or is it just was a kangaroo law? A kangaroo court that can, you know, use whatever law they want, and they cherry pick whatever they wish.
Request for information.
Mr. Chair, would like to lead in.
Hearing for the staff, please.
Request for information.
Nancy had Nancy had a request for information. Who was that with the next one, though?
Okay. May
I have an answer?
I need to hear the person's name, please.
This is Jim Brown.
Mr. Chair, the timekeeper.
Would like to join the staff.
Mr. Chair, Mansour's here. I'm the timekeeper. I would like to let you know, if I could express one thing in 10 seconds. Everybody's been speaking about 90 seconds, and I'm keeping track of time on everybody.
Thank
I can't
you.
Show that something wrong with that.
Request for information. Jim Brown.
Mr. Brown.
Yes. It is past the time limit for this, and